This week marks the 20th anniversary of the day Our Kids First was signed into law. The program was credited with giving tens of thousands of the youngest Arkansans access to regular doctor's appointments, emergency care, dental cleanings, and eyeglasses. As Ann Kendall with Arkansas Public Media reports, the early advocates for the program say it's been a success beyond even what they had hoped for.
Ray Hanley, who was Medicaid director back in the day, recalled advocates for kids wanting to improve the state's high rate of uninsured children, which was hovering around 25% at the time, but wondering if they even dared to approach conservative new governor Mike Huckabee with a question. To their surprise, he instantly welcomed the idea.
Governor Huckabee, to his everlasting credit, he thought a minute and he said, you know, that makes sense. We need to do that. You know, kids, if they're not healthy and they can't learn in school, we need to do this. And he turns to me and says, can we do this? And I said, well, yeah, we can do this. So before he gets back to the office, the man already has a name for the program, the governor. I said, let's call it Our Kids First. I said, that sounds pretty good, Governor.
Amy Rossi, who was director of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families at the time, says in the 1990s, many Arkansas children were going without health care.
Or if they got into serious health problems, they were uncompensated care for the people who treated them. And sometimes that, detracted or didn't allow them to have care because they couldn't pay for it. At other times, it went to our children's hospital, who was at that point the one who really took care of a lot of those children. So if you were around the state, sometimes your access to any kind of care was extremely limited if you were lower income in any way.
20 years later, Arkansas's uninsured rate for kids is under 5%. More kids are covered through Our Kids at just under half the population under 18 than through their parents' employers' insurance, which accounts for 35% of insured kids. Hanley says Our Kids has had a positive impact for everyone of all ages.
It's helped shore up the entire medical infrastructure. The hospitals are much stronger. We haven't had a hospital close in years. People have relationships with physicians. They can get their prescriptions filled.
At a recent panel discussion marking the 20th anniversary of Our Kids, the subject quickly turned to what may happen with the program following the repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act proposed by the Trump administration. Elizabeth Wright Burak of the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families says she doesn't know what to make of it just yet.
This has all happened very quickly in the House, and I think there are a lot of questions about what will happen in terms of changes in the House and also if it moves over to the Senate. So I think it's still early, but it's certainly worth raising some of the concerns and what the impacts might be for kids and families.
Dr. Chriselle Nash with UAMS says she also has some concerns.
We have Arkansans in need, and we need to figure out how to help them. So until we get more details, I mean, everybody is scrambling right now trying to figure out what's going on. But if as long as we keep the end game in mind, the end game is taking care of people and investing in people and look at it from that perspective, I think we can hopefully make some steps to where we need to be.
Participants at this week's panel discussion at the Clinton School of Public Service agreed that the best case scenario would be to leave Our Kids as is. And they say 20 years of success proves it.
This is a poor southern state with dismal health care stats, and most kids didn't have coverage, and this has changed it.
I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.
Arkansas Public Media is a statewide reporting project funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and public radio stations around Arkansas. To learn more, visit ArkansasPublicMedia.org or like us on Facebook.